بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with wazaif, daily wazaif. Page 25. As we mentioned, make muzakara. These wazaif, we read them before anything can happen in my life. Not after something happens. Then I start reading the wazaif for protection, for barakat, for children. But before, as they say, be proactive. Before anything can happen, we start reading the wazaif. Read it daily, take out our time. Now we have the kitabs in our hands, there are PDFs on our phones, alhamdulillah, everything at our disposal. So take out the time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, invest, and when you see the barakat of these du'as, and all these du'as are power-packed. Thought-wise by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these du'as, how beautifully our Honorable Shaykh says also, that if Allah Ta'ala left it to us to praise Him, or to read wazaif, or to make du'as, we will mess everything up. What we won't ask, what we won't say, all terrible things that with adab and respect. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala taught us via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that He wants something very quickly, and how short it is. Short wazifas. Allah said, protection is done. Protection is done, you are secured, family is secured, your afiyat, your health, etc. Everything is covered in the short wazaif. So the next one, page 25, recite 3 times. We can recite it. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. The translation, I praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance to the number of the creation. That's how much I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance to the number of the creation in a manner which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, equal to the weight of the mighty throne and equal to the ink which writes out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the amount that I wish to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to his wife, Hazrat Juwayriya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who had remained on her musalla from after Fajr salah until just before midday, that ishraq time, till midday. From Fajr till midday, she sat there praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked in, oh Juwayriya, so long on the musalla, what have you been doing? I've been praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she says, engage in tasbihat. That the above 4 phrases, if read thrice, would outweigh whatever she had recited during the time. So he taught her this beautiful wazifa, that you sat here so long, if you read this wazifa, you get more reward than what you had recited from the time of Fajr time till now, you get more reward for this. So this is the shortcut Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us to get that amount of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next wazifa, the virtue, it has been narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the one who reads the above in the morning has fulfilled his responsibility of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors of that day. You have thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors of that day. Well, you said the wazifa, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik, fa minka wahdaka la sharika lak, laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. One more time. اللهم ما أصبح بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك لك الحمد ولك الشكر. Person recites, he's fulfilled the responsibility of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors of the day. This too short wazifa, just about 2 lines more or less, and all the bounties that Allah ta'ala has bestowed upon you, you thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the increase, only increase, no decrease. So we've thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then recite 9 times, Ya Jami'u, recite 3 times. Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, the one who gathers all. So this is the beautiful name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There's virtue for that also. Thereafter, Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk, wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk, wa fawattu amri ilayk, wa alja'tu zahri ilayk, raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayk, la malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. آمنت بكتابك الذي أنزلت وبنبيك الذي أرسلت. This beautiful dua, if one reads his dua at night and passes away, on that very night he shall pass away on fitra, that is on Islam. You will die in the condition of a Muslim. This is a dua Nabi Ali Salatu Islam is to recite as the last dua before he is to fall asleep. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to learn these duas. It's a bit long sometime, so we can keep the copy next to the bedside. We can keep it next to the bedside before we sleep, read it. Might not be the last dua, but at least we read it before we sleep. We read dua one more time. Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk, wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk, wa fawwattu amri ilayk, wa alja'tu zahri ilayk, raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayk, la malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. Amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalta, wa bi nabiyika alladhi arsalta. The translation of the dua, O Allah, I have handed myself over to you. This is tawakkul. I have handed myself over to you. I have turned my face towards you. I have handed my affairs over to you. I have placed you as my only support. I fear your anger. This is not correct translation. I have handed my affairs over to you and I have turned my attention towards you with full inclination and fear. There is no place of refuge and safety except by you. Amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalta, I believe, I brought iman, I believe in the kitab which you have revealed and sent down, and I also believe in the Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam who you have sent. This is the correct translation of the dua. Then recite three times, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Oh, the all living, the all-sustaining, Ya Hayyu, the all-living. Allah is Hayyun La Yamut. So, Ya Hayyu, the all-living. Ya Qayyum, the all-sustaining. Through Your mercy do I seek Your help. Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be faced with any time of worry, any type of worry or concern, he would recite the above dua. Ulama have advised that one should read it excessively when faced with difficulties, the minimum being three times. Then, dua from Quran Sharif, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. So Hakim Sahib Rahimullah prescribed this dua to be recited after namaz as a prescription to die upon iman. A prescription to die upon iman. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا. O our Creator, let our hearts not stray after being guided. Ya Allah, keep my heart upon hidayat. I mustn't slip away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let our hearts not stray away after being guided, and bless us with your special mercy. Verily you are the all giving. So we recite this also after salah, after our sunnahs, nafil, we can recite this dua. We'll do one more. Protection from riya, ostentation, from boasting and showing off. This ikhlas, sincerity, as you mentioned before also, is a ni'mat, bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we recite this dua to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, grant us this ikhlas, sincerity, that we don't do anything for show and ostentation and riyah. It's called riyah in Arabic. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once made mention of shirk, of ascribing partners unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and his different types, and explained that there are certain forms of shirk which are less noticeable. They are very hidden, that you don't make it out. One is the shirk jali, where people ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The three is one, one is three, the Father, the God, the Son. So they say that is now Allah ta'ala Son, na'uzu billah, God, Son. Oh, sometimes he is the God himself. Oh, when it comes to idol worship, they believe in idols and the call unto the idols. So this is now open shirk. But we have such shirk that is khafi, that is hidden, not noticeable. So which are less noticeable than even the movement of an ant, that you won't make out sometimes. So this type of shirk also just comes into your life. You don't even realize it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter prescribed the above dua to be read once or thrice as a remedy for every type of shirk, big and small. That Allah ta'ala will save you. The amal that you are doing, Allah ta'ala will keep it khalisan liwajhihi al-kareem. Allah ta'ala will keep that amal only for His pleasure, secure for His pleasure only. So we recite the dua three times. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushika bika wa ana a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lamu. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushika bika wa ana a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushika bika wa ana a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lamu. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we recite these du'as daily, we take out our time, and we recite them after Fajr and after Maghrib daily, inshallah. These du'as, once we read them for a few weeks, then we'll get used to it. Then, is it necessary that we sit in the masjid and read it? But as we're going home, we are driving, we are walking, then we can recite these du'as. Maximize the time, make the best of the time. Our Hazrat also mentioned recently, his honorable Ustaz, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasab Rahmatullah Ali, wouldn't waste any time whatsoever. Even from the masjid to the house, when he used to walk, there's a bit of a distance. At that time also he was engaged in Quran, Tirawat, in Wazaif, and in some Amal or the other. Hazrat mentioned one time that we were walking to the house, and he noticed somebody coming towards him, a few people. So Hazrat says, all of a sudden he disappeared. He said, where's Hafiz? He says, there was a fence there that led to the house. Like how little boys, they take shortcut. So that fence had a hole in it. He ducked and he went through the fence and he ducked and he went away. So Hazrat asked him, Hazrat, Hafiz, why? What happened there? He said, I got things to read. No time to talk now. I apprehended now the people are going to come and they're going to take my time to talk to me. And I got my parwanu. I got things to read. So I ducked quietly and I hid under the fence and I went away home. So I got my reading done also. Otherwise talking will carry on, kemsho, tabbit, how are you keeping, chit chat. He said, now I got things to read. So you get left behind. As the Thami Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned to us also, when he would walk home and then the murids would walk with him also, he would tell them, give me a chance to read my wazifas now. We'll have time to talk also. Now is my time to read whatever I have to read. Once I get home, there's no chance to read now. So he says, how the time was spent, not wasting any time whatsoever. There was need to talk, now we'll talk. There's no need to talk, then we won't talk. So then we'll talk to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq also to maximize our time. We have a few days left of the month of Ramadan. So we take out our time, read these wazaif. We have a few minutes now, we'll read them quickly. Then we read our Yasin Sharif and we'll make our zikr first. We just make our zikr and dua. The brothers can recite their wazaif thereafter, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتم علينا من نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم إنا نسألك عفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.